Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Sorry about that. I love that song. 23 After, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I get carried away sometimes, folks. My website, I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you can tell I enjoy doing this. I enjoy being with you, ladies and gentlemen, small business owners, because I'm so proud of what you do. You inspire me. You motivate me. You make me proud to be among you, to be one of you, to be with you. And that's the reason why we do what we do, and the reason why we update our website every day with new stuff, so you can get better, get smarter, run faster, grow faster, and make more money, as one of our sponsors says. Thank you for hanging out with us. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the website. Dr. Joan King is with us. Joan is the author of the new book, A Life on Purpose, Wisdom at Work. This is a brand spanking new book, isn't it? I mean, I've got an advanced copy here.
That's right. You have an advanced copy.
And when's it going to be in the bookstores?
It should be there in about a month.
Okay, so you're going to, but they can go ahead and pre-order at Amazon, I'm sure, can't they?
Yes, you certainly can.
Folks, you don't want to miss this. And this is a serious book. I mean, this is a big book. This is not this is not some little dinky book. This is a significant book that you're going to want to have in your library, but you're going to want to read it first. Joan, folks, as we said earlier, began her career as a Dominican nun, and she grew in another direction, made this tectonic change, and became a scientist. You're a neuroscientist, aren't you?
I am a neuroscientist,
PhD
indeed.
In that. And so and folks, A Life on Purpose. I want to say this again, and I'm going to say it my way, and you tell me how close I got it. Folks, this is what she talked about in the last segment, folks. A life on purpose means living your life for what's best for you, not what's best for people who are watching you, people you know. Being more concerned with and this, and you're not talking about being selfish.
No, I'm not.
This
I'm
is not about selfishness.
Living. No, I'm talking about living your truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's not being selfish. As Albert Schweitzer said, and it's a quote I start the book with, is one thing I know, the only ones among you who will be really happy are those who will have sought and found how to serve.
Yeah. Have you heard Bob, Bill, the comedian, Bill Cosby's, have you heard Bill Cosby's quote?
No, I haven't.
He said, I don't know what the key to success is, but I know the key to failure is trying to make everybody else happy.
Yes, indeed.
I'm paraphrasing. I might be missing a little bit there, folks, but that's the essence of what he said. And that was genius as far as I'm concerned. One of the things you talk about in your book and I guess it's the way you combine your introspective side and your scientific side is something you call cellular wisdom. And folks, we're not talking about the thing you hold in your hand, cellular wisdom. You're talking about protoplasm, aren't you?
I am. I studied cells for more than 30 years directly in the laboratory, either growing them or within animals or in all kinds of different species. And the one thing I know is cells know how to thrive. And that's something that we're not aware of, that this life force comes into ourselves, cells, every moment by moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a break in that flow of life force, we would simply cease to be. And we don't think about that because it's in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But in that life force, I truly believe, is everything, all the wisdom of the universe from all time. Because there is only one life force. There's only one energy that keeps the supernovas and the stars and the rocks and the mountains and the oceans and our cells alive. And the wonderful thing about that is that that's not something we have to earn.
Mm-hmm.
If we are alive and if we exist, we have access to that. And I think the real issue is that we are more than we have ever experienced ourselves to be to date. And so when people get to know us, they get to know the side of us that we have already expressed. But a lot of growth in life is bringing forth things we have not expressed before that wants to come forth now.
Some people want to do that, and some people seem to not want to do that.
I know. And I think the people who don't want to do it, don't want to do it because they're afraid of change.
Yeah.
But one of the things that's important to know is that although it's true in the reptilian brain, which is the fundamental brain upon which our other brains are built.
Right, the base of the brain.
That's correct, the base of the brain. There is fear. But you have to realize that you have the cortex that overlies that, that can reason and talk to and calm the fear part. In fact, there are even functional magnetic resonance imaging studies that show how when you are afraid, you can reappraise.
So how do we, as we walk around, how do we use this cellular wisdom to make decisions and to live our life better? I got about 30 seconds.
If the feeling of moving in a certain direction gives you an interior sense of expansiveness and freedom, that's the path to follow.
And you think that wells from the nucleus of our cells?
I do.
Ah, interesting. Wow. If it doesn't, that's the key, and therein lies the wisdom. Whether you are in tune with that, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Because you have to shut up your chatting cortex to listen.
That's the problem. Joan, will you come back? You got a lot more to teach us. This is fascinating.
I'd love to. Invite me back.
Congratulations on the new book, A Life on Purpose, Wisdom at Work, Joan C. King. Ladies and gentlemen, pre-order that right now. I got to take a quick...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.